now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time to take a look at sports. The Cardinals and the Cubs wrapped up their three-game series last night. With more, here is your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Harden, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals are in Boston today where they have a day off, and they'll open a three-game series at Fenway Park tomorrow night. But last night at Wrigley Field, the Cardinals fell to the Cubs 10-4, and this is after having a two-run lead for Jordan Montgomery.
Not his best start of the year. In fact, really was not sharp at all. Cubs really came swinging the bat. They had 10 runs on 14 hits in the game. It was a good series for the Cardinals. They win the series against the Cubs, but they couldn't get the sweep as the Cubs starter, Justin Steele, picked up another victory. He goes to 6-0.
The Cubs got three in the third inning, including a home run from Patrick Wisdom. Yan Gomes hit a home run in the fourth, then a run in the fifth, three in the sixth, one in the seventh. The Cardinals were out hit 14-10. Now the Redbirds will open up the series in Boston tomorrow with Adam Wainwright on the mound.
Adam Wainwright getting his second start. Let's hope he's a tad sharper than the last time. Didn't pitch poorly, but the Cardinals need him to be sharp tomorrow.
And we're on the air at 5:15 from Fenway Park. At 6 o'clock, Ricky will have the lineup.
Cardinals have today off, but they're back in action Friday as they take on the Boston Red Sox. And you'll be able to catch all of that on News Talk Radio, KWPM, and KUKU 100.3. The Royals scored four runs in the first inning and never trailed en route to a 9-1 victory over the visiting Chicago White Sox at Kauffman Stadium. Former Missouri head football coach Gary Pinkel and Missouri tailback Tony Temple are among seven inductees set to be inducted into the Cotton Bowl Classic Hall of Fame today at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. The Grizzlies summer camp season is now open for registration. Make sure you submit your registration by June 23rd to receive a discount. July 10th and 11th, Little Grizzlies, that's grades 2nd through 7th. July 17th, All Skills, grade 8 through 12th. July 18th, Ball Handling and Defense, Passing, grades 8th through 12th. July 18th, Setting, Hitting, Transition, and Side Out, grades 8th through 12th. July 19th, College Grizzly ID Elite Camp, that's grades 9 through 12th. To register, go to msugrizzlies.com /grizzlyvolleyball. The St. Louis Cardinals announced that David Freese, Max Lanier, and Jose Oquindo will be inducted into the St. Louis Cardinal Hall of Fame. It is the ninth induction class since the team dedicated the Cardinals Hall of Fame with an inaugural class on opening day of 2014. An enshrinement ceremony will be held at Ballpark Village during Hall of Fame weekend, presented by Edward Jones, and that's going to be on Sunday, August the 20th. And finally, single game and group tickets for the Kansas City Chiefs games at Arrowhead Stadium will go on sale Friday morning, the day after the full 2023 NFL schedules is slated to be announced. Tickets can be purchased at Chiefs.com starting at 11 a.m. for the public. Season ticket holders get a one-hour head start with the pre-sale starting at 10 a.m. That's Check Sports. I'm Gary Lee.